Oh, hello. We have Jackie Keddy here, who's an independent coach consultant, but who has worked for many, many years in the past championing internal coaching at the Metropolitan Police in London. Jackie, I really loved your session here at the conference on introducing coaching into everyday conversations with managers at the Met. It was really refreshing and very sort of thought-provoking. Now, as I recall, one of the key messages that came through was around the importance of listening and giving authentic affirmation. Is that right? Can you say something about that, Jackie?
Yes, I'm delighted to have presented it, and I really enjoyed it, Liz, so thank you for asking me. I think, and I've seen over the years, that when we talk about effective communication, we often talk about the written word and the spoken word. We tend to forget, or we tend to dismiss, that the art of listening is in itself a wonderful effective communication tool, if you like. And managers often believe and are encouraged that they need to come up with all the answers and do most of the talking. In fact, quite often you can listen an individual out rather than talk them out.
Absolutely. No, that sounds really interesting. But I think it does seem to go against the grain with a lot of managers, doesn't it? So can you tell me how you managed to engage managers to sort of actually start listening, particularly in the culture of the Met?
Well, we asked managers what it is that they found the most difficult and the most challenging. And a lot, well, actually about 90% said it was dealing with conflict situations, things that perhaps weren't going so right. When everything was going swimmingly and everything was rosy, wonderful. But dealing with people issues used to cause them the greatest angst. And there was a message, you know, we'd rather get on with the job. It's when we have to deal with that knock on the door. So by listening to them, and by using the listening skill with affirmation, which again is something that very rarely happens in most organisations, quick enough to criticise, but very rare to praise, and not, if you like, loud enough to sing successes. So by using those and feeding it back to the managers and actually finding out what they wanted, we were able to deliver exactly what was needed.
That sounds wonderful. And it was at least 100 managers you were working with on this particular program you just ran the session on. Is that right?
Yeah, it was 135, and they were all, I think it's important to say, it was mandatory training. There were no volunteers. It was a question of you will go on it, whether you like it or not. So it was basically they were ordered. So again, that was another challenge, because some of the individuals in the room didn't want to be there. So for the first, I suppose, hour or two, it was engaging them. And I can confidently say in the feedback that every single one of those managers was actually engaged and stayed with it for the 2 days.
And so what was your secret during that first hour, Jackie?
Explaining that I know that some of you don't want to be here. I know that some of you, and quite a lot of you, are pressed individuals. But where we've been looking at these employment tribunals and some of the things that have come back to bite people on the proverbial, this is 2 days where you can get something out of it. And I want to listen to what you want. And if it's not working, then I want you to tell me what it is that you want. And we often used to tweak things and concentrate more on one particular module than another. And each module was totally different. Each honed in on different things. But the loudest message that came out was the listening. We did role plays where I was somebody that was aggrieved. They would come into me and I would just sit there. They did all the talking. And at the end of it, I would say, do you think I can actually say something now? So we really brought this listening into play. And by the end of the 2 days, they were actually using the three beats of a drum. It's a method I use. And it was really, really inspiring to see that them really switching on and thinking, actually, I don't need to do all the talking, and giving me affirmation, telling me what they're impressed with what I'd already done.
That sounds fantastic. And it sounds like when you were sort of putting together the programme in those early stages, well, throughout really, you were actually role modelling this listening piece, sort of, you know, very much customising it for what was needed in the moment, which sounds fantastic. I was also sort of curious about, because I know you talked about this in the session, about sort of, you know, the fact that people haven't got time, managers haven't got time to spend hours coaching a colleague. And so it's all about sort of this sort of, you know, corridor conversations and all that kind of thing. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think the loudest cry, not just from the Met, but from other organisations that I've worked with, is that they just haven't got time. And it's usually when you're, and I'm going to use the word, accosted in the corridor, or sometimes even when you're going to the loo, that somebody will say, have you got just a minute? And I asked the group, what does that conjure up? And they all said, and this was during the session, I mean, you were there, that when somebody says that, you know it's not going to be just a minute. This is usually where you could have been in a meeting for about an hour and somebody will come out and say to you, have you got just a minute? That's when you know this is the crunch point. So we came up with some, I suppose it's coaching on the hoof, where you could actually turn it around in 5 minutes. And we call them just a minute sessions and jam. So we used to do scenarios and exercises around using the, I suppose they're very solution-focused, outcome-focused questions where the individual would come across with what it is that they actually wanted and that you could get it out of them or get to the crux of it in probably a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that sounds absolutely crucial.
Not, yeah, and I mean, you're not going to be able to solve it, but it is something that you can take away, get the individual to think about, and even if you arrange to meet with them another date or they can reflect and mull over what it is you've discussed, it does save a lot of grief and it does save a lot of worry, and people get stressed.
I can imagine. And I'm sort of thinking the listening is going to be a very crucial skill here, isn't it? Because that, as you say, as came out in the session, so rarely is it just a minute when people say that. But you can find yourself sort of switching off immediately, can't you? Oh, no, here we go. And not listening at all. So I guess kind of this training you're doing, the coaching you're doing with the managers to help them listen, you know, is going to be vital. So it's actually, you know, really valuable time they're spending, even if it's not for long.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And if you think about it, if somebody says to you, have you got a minute? Usually it conjures up, oh dear, what have I done? What's gone wrong? Very rarely, it's never happened to me, where somebody says to me, have you got a minute, Jackie? And then you get called to one side and they say, I'd really like to say how impressed I was with the way you handled that confrontation there. Or I'm really impressed with the way that you came across in the meeting. Or I'm really impressed with that piece of work that you've done. And a lot of the managers smiled and laughed and said, no, never. So it's wonderful where you can use an authentic, not like Pollyanna, happy clappy, but if you can actually be sincere and actually say to somebody, have you got a minute, and actually thank them or give them some affirmation, it goes a long, long way.
That's fantastic. And Jackie, on that note, I'd like to thank you very much and express our appreciation for a wonderful session and an interview. So, I mean, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.